Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez, Patty Vasquez.
From global conflicts to greenhouse gases, the folks refusing to wear masks says, and politicians getting caught grabbing asses says, she's driving it home with Patty Vasquez.
And hello, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Oh, sorry. Hello, hello, hello. We have to say it three times. Apparently, that's what I do whenever I fill in for Patty Vasquez. This is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez, but I am not Patty. This is Dan. Normally, my ride or die would be with me, Megan, but she is traveling right now. I have a good friend of mine, Sophia, an educator, who is going to be with us for the first hour. And we're going to chat about all the things: education in America, women's rights in America, mental health in America. We're going to, that's the first hour, right?
Perfect.
Obviously, everybody is welcome to call in. 773-763-9278. Normally that's right in front of me.
Okay, there you go.
Anybody who wants to join in, which I haven't memorized. I don't even have my husband's phone number memorized. But
shameful.
So if anybody wants to chime in, there is no shortage of topics these days, right? Donald Trump is trying to select his vice presidential picks, which I don't know who would want that job, considering he encouraged the hanging of his former one. There are, again, like we said, women's rights. You have, Joan Esposito was talking about this extensively. You have governors of states that are bragging about shooting their dog. We've got, that's the other one. We have the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony happening tonight, one of which is one of my favorites, Nancy Pelosi. And she's getting that, so, and I would say well deserved. We can talk about the campus protests that are happening with Israel and Palestine, or Hamas. And today is the Holocaust Memorial Day, so we can, that's, everybody needs to take a moment to realize that 6 million Jews were murdered by fascists. And we can also ask why we're currently having a fascist as the Republican nominee, and multiple members in Congress and the Senate as well. You know, it's kind of a thing, right? We just have to think about these things, right?
Yeah, it hurts.
You know,
hurts
like
to hear.
We have met family members that fought in World War II and other wars against fascism. Mm-hmm. However, we have the two main political parties, and one of them is openly supporting fascists. Just that's it, right?
Period.
That's it, right? Like, Donald Trump literally said day one he'd be a dictator.
Yeah, and he is following his word in the worst way.
Yeah.
He, like, actually does what he says, and that's a bad thing.
You know, and it's like, if he says something, you gotta just believe what he's gonna say, right?
Yes. I mean, we've had years witness it.
And at a second term, he's learned, so he's gonna surround himself with people who are not gonna say no to him. Like General Milley, retired. Other individuals are going to be the ones that were saying, like, we cannot unleash the military on peaceful protesters, because never in our country's history has the military gone against our own constituents, right? I don't think that's going to happen again.
Mm.
He's going to have people there, and I know political stuff is not yours. You texted me this before.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first term Donald Trump presidency was scary enough. And I feel like the second term, let me remind everybody that it only took like 89,000 votes to elect Donald Trump in 2016 in a country of 300 million people.
Yeah, the math hurts.
It could easily happen again.
Yeah, it's awful.
And I was thinking about this when I was driving into the station today. individuals in states like, oh, I don't know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, check your voting registration now. Check it next month. And
yes,
then once we hit November, check it weekly, because you'd be amazed at how quickly your name just falls off that list.
Oh, interesting.
And
good thing to know.
In Illinois, we have same-day registration.
Okay.
Other states, you do not. So
ooh,
then you do a then we get a provisional ballot, which doesn't really ever get counted. But those states, again, check today, check next month, and then every week, and check 3 days, 5 days prior to the election in November. Like, you need to make sure that you are on the roll and you can vote.
Yes.
And if you do vote by mail, you can actually, in certain states, not in all, you can track to make sure that it was actually counted.
Oh, perfect.
You need to,
You can track your packages that you dopamine buy in the middle of the night. You can track
your vote. You can track your vote.
Please.
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
But that's the thing, though. And then, but other individuals like have to wait in line for like 6 hours to vote.
Yeah.
Me, I walk right across the street. I'm in and out in 10 minutes.
I know.
Megan and I go.
The library is right there.
We pick up my mom. We go get lunch or breakfast,
yeah,
and it's
a croissant in line,
yeah,
and it's done.
It's done, yeah. But in certain states, you also can't even give anybody a bottle of water.
I know.
Which is insane.
Great.
Yeah.
Really, encouraging people to wait in line to do what we have a right to do.
When you have an hourly job and you have to take your lunch break and you have to wait in line for 6 hours, then you don't vote because you can't afford to vote in a country that it's supposed to be like our one right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish the radio could clock the like white knuckle gripping. I think that's what I can really bring to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of white knuckles when I hear all the
That's the thing.
The realities.
When Megan and I had she forgot that she was on camera, and when we had certain callers, her face will look. I was like, oof, nope, can't do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah. So I'm in the studio with Sophia, a good friend of mine and educator. We're going to chat about all of the things. But right now we've got one of my favorite people, Paul. If we can take Jim from Chicago. Jim, how are you, my friend?
How are you, Dan?
I'm good.
Anyway, and your guest host sounds terrific. I was going to say,
oh, thank you,
gentlemen. Don is on trial, full display. He's on, is being the gentleman that he is, and they played the tape, and he can grab women anywhere he wants to grab. But the interesting thing about that is, how come he couldn't grab the woman in the department store? It cost him $200 million to grab her.
Yeah.
Apparently, she didn't want to be grabbed.
You can't choose.
And his other paramours, his recent paramours, the people that are going to testify, you think with his dough, he would have paid him in advance if he thought maybe got wind to his wife. Apparently, he doesn't care what his wife thinks.
Yeah.
But,
With Donald Trump, you need to get prepayment. That's just the way, and make sure the check clears.
Yeah, but good luck. Good, absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't drop the check because it'll bounce. Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. In Mar-a-Lago, he had about 60, I don't know how many illegal aliens working in the golf course. And one of them said, I'm his plumber, I'm his electrician. He wouldn't pay anybody any union wages. He used, and he's so anti-immigrant, but he's got him working for free, for a sawbuck a day on the golf course.
Well, how did he, when he was running in 2016, it was brown people coming over the border and they're going to rape and murder you, yet these same, brown people, who are actually very nice people, are working at Mar-a-Lago.
The wall has contingencies where Florida is not. Like, we're good. We're just going to let them work for me for no living wage. But the wall will be where it's convenient.
Yeah, you only built, 3 miles of wall.
We've been living off immigrants' backs since the beginning of the country.
Oh, hey, what's up, us?
Yeah, what's new about that? But as far as this election goes, the bookies are... You can't. If you want to bet Trump, you get long odds on Trump because Biden's going down to a heavy, heavy favorite. The Derby's tomorrow.
Yeah,
and Biden is a heavy favorite with the bookies. And by the time he gets out of court, what's he got, about 6 weeks in court? And he's going to get convicted. I know it as sure as I'm a foot tall. He's going to be convicted. But being, you know, with his dough, he could probably get, you know, work. I don't know what he's gonna, how he's going to, but he could probably stay up until the election time.
Yeah.
But he'll have to report eventually after he loses this election. He'll have to report. And what I'm curious about is who is going to take, what Republican is going to take this guy's place?
Oh, that's, Nikki Haley is, I think, just waiting.
Well, Nikki Haley probably, yeah, but she's got four more years. I think she had 4 years, you know, we'll all be here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think he has a chance. I don't think Trump has not a chance. But anyway, to say, I can't wait for the trial to be over. Yeah. He's an absolute nightmare. He's just a nightmare. I've never seen a candidate a bigger nightmare than this guy. And I think after people realize it, and Biden's doing such a fabulous job with the economy.
Absolutely,
he's sharper than a tank.
You know,
he's everywhere.
Everybody's saying he's so old and decrepit. I was like, this man can chew gum and walk at the same time. Like he's doing all of the things.
His speech yesterday from North Carolina
was fantastic. That was amazing.
He hit every note. He's attacking exactly what the Republicans, the trickle-down economics from Milton Friedman out of Chicago University. He's attacking that right at the source, which should have been attacked 40 years ago. Because that's how the Republicans run on it.
Right.
The invisible hand of the market will solve everything.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's not true. That isn't true. That's why we need
Social Security,
Medicare, Medicaid. Go ahead.
No, it's also like Nancy Pelosi, who's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom tonight, is the adult in the room. And he was talking about the protests on campuses. He was like, protests are fine, but do not break the law. Like, that's just the way that this. Do not harm individuals. He was kind of like, all right, guys, we're here. Let's do, like, yeah.
Did Trump do that on January 21st?
No, he actually incited an insurrection.
Did he uphold the law? I mean, I think as a president of the United States, you want to uphold peace and tranquility in the country. That's part of the job.
Yeah. Well, that's also part of your presidential
oath. Not in Trump's mind. In Trump's mind, go ahead, boys, rip the place apart.
Literally, I'm going to be right there with you. And then he's like, oh, just kidding. I'm going to go back to the White House and eat my steak with ketchup or something.
Yeah, everything I say, I'll take back or never take back as long as you guys listen to me. Yeah. And then I'll hide.
He's the worst candidate in my lifetime.
He is the one that has all the delegates in all of history.
Well, so the Republicans, it's a death match with the Republicans, but they got the wrong guy.
Right.
They're backing the wrong guy.
Jim, question for you. So they're floating possible vice presidential candidates. So are you a Tim Scott fan, a J.D. Vance fan?
Mike Lindell.
Oh, yeah. We'll all have pillows.
Mike Lindell would be perfect. And Rudy Giuliani, if he could ever get it, how many times is he going to be sued? He's being sued again in Arizona. It's going to cost him $150 million.
I don't think his hair dye will survive the...
You
can't get any cheaper.
And who is his chief of staff, Meadows? He's going over the road.
Oh, he got thrown under the bus.
They're all going over the road. They're all going over the road for cheating in the election. They cheated.
I honestly think his best bet is North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Yeah, because he's got money.
Yeah, Doug Burgum. Well, he's got dough.
He's got money. Dough, so. And I think that's why.
Trump's going to need it.
He's going to need a lot of money.
After this six-week trial, he's going to need a lot of money. But his son-in-law got $2 billion for the soil. He's unexplained.
I get five donation emails a day from Donald Trump because I'm an idiot.
Really?
And I, oh yeah, absolutely.
Who did you upset? That's
no, I just do because I want to see what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. That's.
But I get five a day.
Okay, speaking of mental health, just saying.
You think you could tap Kushner, his son-in-law, for a few bucks? He got the two million because he was a good Monopoly player.
Yeah. What's a couple billion between us and the Saudis?
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a great week.
Thanks for calling in, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll chat with you later.
Bye-bye.
We got to do a quick break, and then we're going to chat with Judy from Niles, and Bob is on hold. We're going to chat with you when we get back on the Driving Home with Patty Vasquez.
Hi, this is Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I sell Choice Hard Seltzer, an all-natural grapefruit-flavored booze that you can enjoy for only 100 calories a can. Percentage of the proceeds of every can of Choice Hard Seltzer you buy goes to reproductive rights organizations in the Chicagoland area. Enjoy a light, refreshing hard seltzer this summer and support reproductive freedom at the same time.
Buy yours at Beer on the Wall, Arlington Heights, Woodman's in Bloomingdale, Kenwood Liquors in Homer Glen, and more to come. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez on WCPT 820.
And hello, everybody. This is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez. If you do want to join the conversation, 773-763-9278. I am clearly not Patty Vasquez. She is taking a well-deserved vacation because I don't understand how Patty does all of the things or when she sleeps. I have no idea. Because she and I are texting each other at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I really don't know when she sleeps. But we are here, with my guest, Sophia. But before we chat about all of the things in America, Paul, can we take my good friend Judy from Niles? Hey, Judy, how are you?
Hi, it's so good. I miss Patty, but I'm so happy to hear you.
I miss Patty too, and I'm sorry that you have to hear me instead of Patty. But yeah.
But I want to speak to Sophia.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia. I taught school for 8 years, and I was just wondering if you had the same sort of rant that I do. Last night I was going on. My son came over to help us with a computer because we're disasters. But anyway, we got on the subject of all the millionaires throughout the years. You know, they would give these enormous sums to the colleges, mm-hmm. and then they would say, well, we would like you to fix a little bit of the history, you know, kind of go easy on some this and that. And I think they've cut out civics altogether in many, many schools, and I know we had to pass a test before we graduated grammar school on some kind of civics. And then again,
the constitutional exam.
I had to do that too.
Yeah.
I think that's still, it might be in high school now.
I think it's high school.
It's high school now. Yeah. Okay.
I know there were quite a few that knocked it out, and I thought, what is, because, you know, you ask, I know I have grandchildren, they have friends. And through the years, you know, you ask him the three forms of government, and some of them can't answer you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And Dave, I have to really give it to the Republicans and these rich backers. They mm-hmm. have been working on this for a long, long
since
time.
Since Reagan, actually, probably.
Before that. They have been, trying to knock down our intelligence.
Yeah, Reagan was instrumental in literally dismantling the middle class and transferring tens of trillions of dollars from the middle class to the four richest people. So everyone's all like, oh, the Russians, the oligarchs. And it's like, no, we actually have those here.
He looked you right in the eye when he talked to you. Yeah.
So Sophia, did you experience students not understanding like what Judy was talking about, like basic civics,
yes. I mean, oof, I could go on a whole long haul about the
right.
basic like being a human being.
That's
things.
That's why you're here, is
right?
To, yeah.
You know, looking someone in the eye and saying good morning is already a challenge. Let alone having them, you know, sometimes the countries on a map are tough. So, yeah, I know in my heart of hearts. So I'm 12 years in secondary education, and I guarantee they would not know that answer. Very, very few would. Yes. And a lot of the times, if they're taking any civics or government class, it tends to be for getting the AP credit more than the actual learning of material. They just want to get they want it on their transcript.
On the,
Not, you know, an AP credit with a high grade. Just it says AP.
Right.
So
that is just sad.
I agree, and I'm one of the sad people about it.
Well, and Judy, it's like people like I'm a philosophical person, and I would like to have a conversation about like the basis of certain beliefs and stuff. But what Sophia was just saying, it's literally they just want to be able to just say that they did it,
right?
Not really understand what.
No, and this was. I mean, everybody had to take it. Everybody had to pass it.
Yep,
it was. You know, they made sure if you didn't understand it one way, they made us memorize stuff.
Right, now, that's a big difference now.
I could have passed it without that, but I think 98% of us, were in the 98 percentile, the whole entire class.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they were so, really pushed on it.
Yeah, adamant that we knew that as like contributing citizens, right?
It's like, what's your second name?
Right.
It just came out.
Well, and also, Judy, I know that you were severely overpaid as a teacher because we really, overpay our educators in this country.
I hope my gold isn't blinding any of you.
I don't understand how like you again, sports, Major League Baseball people make $20 million and teachers are paying for pencils out of their own pocket. Like I don't
and have how many jobs?
Yeah,
stuff I bought.
Yeah.
It's insane. But you did God's work, and Sophia's doing the same, Judy. We got to move along because we got a few people on the line.
Sophia, you and I, if Dan doesn't make it to the pearly gates, we're going to get him in the back door.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you'll be looking at me from above for sure. All right, Judy. Love you guys. Give my best to you and the family, okay?
Thank you, Judy.
All right. Thanks, Judy. Do we have to break? Oh, we can do one more. All right, sounds good.
Fantastic.
Let's chat with... all right, let's do Bob. Bob's been on the hold. Hello, my Republican friend.
Hi,
how are
Bob.
You?
Hi, everybody. Who I'm texting with on Facebook now? It's Megan. We just went back and forth with each other, but anyway, I am.
She's across the country right now, but so we've got Sophia filling in.
Yeah, Megan's a treasure.
It's a new face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, friend?
Don't take a while to get used to her.
It's okay.
Okay. Listen, you started off with registration, making sure that you register to vote, blah, blah, this and that.
Not blah, blah, but yeah, make sure you can actually vote.
You hit it right on the head, right? Yeah. I was arguing with this one guy. He said non-citizens can vote in the state election, but not a federal election. Am I wrong or right?
That I do not know. I would have to look that up, actually.
Well, it would be a first for me because I've never seen two line races, one for state, federal during the election in November.
You need to be registered and you need to be a citizen to vote. Or if you're in a D.C. or something, then you can, not in a particular state. Like individual in Puerto Rico, things like that. But I do believe that you need to be. A citizen, Paul's pulling it in.
It doesn't specify, but on USA.gov, it says you have to be a U.S. citizen, but some areas allow non-citizens to vote in local elections only. So I'd imagine like a municipality.
See, this is why I always say, Bob, if I'm the smartest person in the room, we're all screwed. So Paul is
the
smartest person.
I'm just the fastest Googler.
Thank God for you.
But no, that's true. That's fair. Okay, so so there are technicalities with... really everything in life.
Nuance.
I want to end it with this. Let me end it with this. The reason I brought this up is because somebody in South Carolina, I called them illegal immigrants. People call them non-citizens. They were given a package to fill out for Social Security, and along with that came an instruction to register to vote in South Carolina.
Okay.
And that on itself is enough to make a 2020 a repeat. But who's registered to vote? Who gets to count? Like I said, you started off with registering your vote. What about the guy next to me? That's where I'm going to end it.
Okay. Well, then it could also be Donald Trump, who calls Georgia and asks for the Secretary of State to find 11,000 votes that he's missing to win the state of Georgia. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. I feel like there needs to be two things, a path to citizenship, and then once you're a citizen, you can vote depending on where you live. If you live in a port, like certain local, like whatever, but... there are multiple. Arizona, the same thing. Donald Trump was trying to get them to find random votes that were not for him. So, I mean, Bob, it works both ways, my friend.
But it's not
and that's
right.
why he's in, that's why he's on trial right now.
But the America needs to be on trial too. And with that, I'm going to close my comment. Bye bye.
I think America is on trial right now, and it's gonna. We're gonna. 2024 in November, like it's gonna. That's our trial, and we'll see who wins. And God, I hope it's not your guy, my friend.
It's gotta be my guy. It can't be your guy.
Well,
please,
if he's in jail, I mean, he can still. You know, it'll be cute.
You
know.
Can still run the office from jail. That's been proven. Like,
which is also terrifying.
That's terrifying. That would be my word as well. Terrifying.
Bob, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you when you call on, my friend. Have a good night.
Bye.
Let's take a quick break, and then I do want to have our guest Sophia chat about some things that. But the callers are great. We love when the callers call in. So thanks. We'll see you guys in a minute. Driving it home with Patty Vasquez.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
In your communities in Chicago.
On WCPT 820.
And hello, hello. Happy Friday, everybody. We are driving it home with Patty Vasquez. Patty is on a much-needed vacation. Again, I don't know how she does all the things that she does and then finds time to sleep. So, anytime Patty asks for anything... Especially when she asked me to host the show, my first question is, all right, how far down the list am I? Because clearly a lot of people said no. So you're stuck with me. Sorry. But I have a fabulous guest in the studio here, Sophia, who we wanted to chat about mental health in America, right?
Yeah.
The reality, the misperceptions, and so you're the go for it.
First, not the expert, just a big old advocate. And I know it's May 3rd, we're starting our Mental Health Awareness Month. I am someone that's very adamant about male mental health and just... I would love to normalize people talking about going to therapy the way they talk about going to the dentist. Mm-hmm. I think the more we just are open about where we're at, how we're feeling, and being willing to reach out, even when you're in a little bit of a funk, you know, you don't have to wait until it's crisis time to just be like, hey, I'm just meh. And then you've got your village comes and that reminder is just good for a month like this.
You know, it's on Free Speech TV, which is where I watch Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, who are also on this station. Mm-hmm. They have a commercial ad and it's a bunch of YouTube celebrity type folks. Mm-hmm. And they literally are just like, hey. And then they pan over and it's like, how's it going? I know you don't really want to talk right now, but if you need, you know, it's okay.
Right.
That's it. It's that conversation that has to happen, you know?
Yes.
And also, it's like, it's okay to not be okay.
Very much so.
But you need to be okay with letting people, if you need help with something.
Right. And I think something I would say I'm passionate about is not just... telling people that are struggling, hey, go reach out. That's so black or white, easier said than done. I also think it's extremely important for those that maybe struggle to understand those that do have mental health crises. Or again, it doesn't have to be a full crisis. It could just be the beginning of things starting to trigger and bubble up, and whatever it is, how to support those people mm-hmm. and how to be supportive without pushing advice.
Yeah.
The people that we love, hopefully that we have in our lives for a myriad of reasons, are there to be supportive. And I've had experience in my way of helping others, and however others have tried to help me, is we just want everyone to feel okay. It's uncomfortable for people to be upset nearby, so they give advice or say, yeah, do a gratitude journal. Are you exercising? And yes, it's nice to have those check-ins, but that reminder of the simple line of, how can I best support you right now? Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is being next to the phone, knowing that if you just need to type out how you're feeling, it has been read and heard, and that's all you needed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to offer, especially I personally struggle with major depressive disorder, and I have a lot of friends that do as well. You don't need to have me over and turn it on and host me. I can just be a body next to you watching a movie and not saying a word, and just that's offered to people. And
yeah,
I think people get concerned, first of all, burdening anybody. And yeah, I know I struggle with that too, just being like, I don't want to bother you. And we do it all the time. But also, like, I don't need our needs to be met do not have to be anything just ginormous.
Sure.
It could be just the smallest little check-ins, and that's all that matters.
When people don't talk to me, I actually prefer that. That's just
right. Yeah. But you know, the little
when
like
there's no talking, which is fun because we're on a radio show. So when there's no talking, sometimes you just want that. But it's true though, and it's, you know, I, not gonna lie, most recent history, I've have daily panic attacks. That's the thing that is that I'm dealing with now. Mm-hmm. And I have a very supportive husband, but it's like, what do you need? And I was like, I don't know.
Correct.
I don't know. I really don't.
And that being okay as an answer.
Yeah.
And people,
and also no is an answer.
Right.
Because the source of my anxiety is when everybody wants me to do everything.
Correct.
And I forget who said it, but they were like, no is a complete sentence.
It is a complete sentence.
You can just say no.
You can just say no.
No. Because, or no, this is, no, no is no.
No is no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not available.
Yeah.
I mean, and over-explaining ourselves is something that also will cause a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because when we are helpful people that,
so, but
yes,
I have a question about, so you being in the education field, mental health in that space, and what are the resources that are either available, should be available, or our Republican senators are trying to pull away?
Well, luckily, I think we are finally moving towards even, you know, I teach high school. Those students are more and more apt to talk about how they feel more than it's ever been. That being said, there are a lot of teachers that, of course, volunteer their time mm-hmm. to have things like mindfulness mornings, and social workers will let themselves be available. But it is really important to pay attention to what insurance is doing in terms of covering for mental health.
Got it.
It's just education in general has always had its ups and downs, and paying attention to the fact that teachers are leaving, and paying attention to the teacher shortage. Pay attention to the fact that teachers feel like their needs have not been met,
mm-hmm.
and that includes mentally.
Yeah.
So support our teachers with having that be covered by our insurance.
It's also,
would be
like,
great.
Teachers have been, you're not only educators, you are also in classroom therapists. You are like, cause students come to you with issues, or mm-hmm. whether it's home life or whether it's classroom life, things of that sort. And teachers have to navigate that.
Yeah. And I will say, with the group of students that have been coming in more and more, they really struggle to regulate their own emotions. And it's several of those just kind of constantly firing emotional students in one mm-hmm. room together.
Right.
And it's very difficult to manage that on our own. We're coming back from a very strange year of teaching remotely. And
that whole thing, COVID.
That
little minor.
For all of us having our nerves, at least used to the loudness of a classroom, and then it being taken back, and then coming back to a lot of dysregulation. It is really impacting our mental health, our nerves, or at least my nerves are shot.
And then there were, depending on where you lived, teachers were forced to go back into the classroom, and they were like, "I don't want to die, so I'm not, you know,
or kill my family members."
Sure, exactly. Yeah. And students were, I mean, two or three teachers that I know that they were doing remote learning here in Illinois. And they were like, yeah, I mean, as long as it says that they're on Zoom, I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but as long, you know,
and we couldn't have the cameras on necessarily.
Right.
So we would have many students just turn their computer on, turn the camera off, and then just pass back out.
And some students didn't even have internet, so they couldn't do it.
Some were trying to get Wi-Fi from their job at McDonald's.
Yeah, and also
incredible
because I live across the street from a school. They had literally lunch dispersions because if you don't go to school, you don't get fed. So the CPS was giving out food for kids.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things.
But that's not really, though, because it does tie into the mental implications of if you can't feed your kids, right? Or if you yourself are not sure if you're going to get lunch that day. That mentally impacts.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Just going back to the people that were asked to be in the building anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's like the hierarchy of needs and you kind of need to feel safe to get past the point where, hey, I'm going to teach you trigonometry. But you're terrified right now. Mm-hmm. So good luck.
You're not going to actually take any of this in.
Correct. Everyone's battling a bit too much and it's been really difficult to also have that pressure from, you know, there's state exams coming.
Gone, yeah.
But we are all just trying to exist and be okay.
And you know what?
Right.
At some point, it is really just like if you wake up one day, you're like, yeah, I'm okay today.
Right.
And that's fine.
That's good. Awesome.
That's good. Yeah. But and then if you wake up and you're like, not okay today. And then, you know, you're like, I'm going to do me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just kind of be away from everybody.
Right.
And process and just, you know, do whatever. Like, that's also okay.
It's okay.
But you need a support group. We also need an infrastructure and a support network in this country that people can go and get the support that they need.
Correct. And there's a lot of, I guess, it very much soaks into mental health as well as just the big change with educators as of the past few years. We need to feel less guilty about taking time off. Like the days that a lot of teachers say, hey, I'm not okay, are days we still go and we have to just put on a show and cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does that. Everyone needs to do that. It has just become a little more difficult when you're also being met with a lot of students that are going through more than we ever could imagine.
Well, and then you've also got, I don't know, mass school shootings that you guys have to, you educators have to do.
Yeah, we have to take full weeks to talk about safety and do pretty intensive drills about what corner of the room is the least likely for bullets to pass through. And is that door going to be an issue since it is in the way right now? All the problem solving just to do a drill.
Well, and it's also then they want to give teachers guns. So you have to actually go into the lockbox in your drawer to get the gun while you have a classroom of 30 students.
We have to keep quiet. We have to tell them it's fine. We have to lock the door. We have to get into the hallway to make sure no one's in the hallway. Bring them into the hallway. Somehow not drop your keys, which they're getting better about the door locks. Barricade the door. All of that has to happen. And then I need to go get a gun.
Yeah. That sounds super easy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then now you have kitty litter boxes because apparently kids are identifying as cats.
Sure. I mean, that's fine.
No, it's not fine.
What I'm saying is just don't scoop while we're being quiet.
It makes some noise. No, I was, because I watch Fox News. Everyone knows this about me. I watch Fox News all the time, and that was one of the things. They're putting kitty litter boxes in classrooms because kids are identified as cats. I was like, no, because during a lockdown, kids need to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
That's why they're there.
Right. And, you know, of course, they're going to try to make that into what we identify with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know, right? I feel like, Paul, do we need to do a break, or are we... Yeah, all right, we got to take a quick break here with my good friend Sophia. We got a few callers on the line. That was a really good conversation
about
mental health in America.
Yeah, I could go and go. And
I mean, you can.
To all my teachers, I love you.
We got another hour, so you're welcome to stay.
Okay.
This is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez. I am Dan Schaefer with my friend Sophia. Paul making it look like we know what we're doing. We will take a break,
Thank you, Paul.
We'll see you all in a minute.
Hi, folks. I'm Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I sell progressive beer like Biden beer, which is inoffensive and not bitter, and Extinct Elephant, a moderate red ale. Because you know those moderate Republicans seem to be going the way of the dodo. A percentage of the proceeds of each can sold goes to keep Wisconsin blue and drive the MAGA cult out of our state. Enjoy a great craft beer and help your dysfunctional neighbor to the north get its democracy back. To keep track of the good trouble we're making in Wisconsin and where to buy our beer, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our website, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com.
And drink responsibly.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
There's so much that goes on behind closed doors.
On WCPT 820.
And hello, 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 everybody. It is Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez. Patty is out for a couple of days. So you got me today and a couple of days next week, too. And Patty always finds... the coolest people, myself excluded, to fill in for her when she can't be in. So we've just been chatting about all the things. We just finished a really awesome conversation on mental health in America, also in the school system, with my guest Sophia. But we have some guests that are callers that have been waiting for quite a bit. Peter from Buffalo Grove, thank you for holding. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good to hear a couple of different voices. Patty's great, but always good to hear, you know, the occasional different voice. So, I was just, you know, musing about Republicans in general, and maybe you and your great audience can help me understand. As near as I can tell, unless you are an overt racist, unless you're in favor of multiple felonies, and unless you make $1 billion, I don't understand. Forget about trying to convert people to be Democrats. I don't understand why so many people would vote for someone who is not looking after or representing or even pretending to represent their interests. So that's where I start. And I think, well, why is that? And there's two or three reasons. One is just overt ignorance. I mean, the information is out there, but you can stick your head in the sand if you want to, and you can be so identified with what is absolutely false that you're afraid to step out into the light and be exposed for having been taken for a ride. So I think that's part of it. I have a brother who, and by the way, I'm from a large Catholic family, so I'm not your typical progressive.
Same here.
But I'm from a large family. And I've got a brother, and we talked about racism, and I was talking to him. First of all, he was listening to too much Mark Levin, I think, but he was talking about how there is no institutional racism in this country. Now, this guy has a master's degree. Up until about 10 years ago, he had the gift of discernment. And now he's telling me that there is no institutional racism. So I asked him about, you know, do you believe in racism on a personal basis? And I got him to agree that there's tens of millions of Americans who are racist, right? So then I said, all right, brother, without the name being inserted here, do these people not work somewhere? Do these people not run companies and schools and businesses? I said, how can you admit on the one hand that there are tens of millions of overtly racist people in this country, but then when I say, well, don't they work somewhere? He says, oh, no, I can't agree to that. So that's an example, of, in my case, of what is really overt racism. ignorance.
Yeah. I would say that there's institutional racism in our own institution of government, hence the several Republican representatives and senators currently in the legislative branch.
Yeah, I just find it really... Sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have a math background, and whenever I hear these arguments of, if you agree to this, we've kind of opened the door, we're getting there, and then how the contradiction just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. No, and Peter, and Trump has brought this all, they're saying the quiet part out loud now, is basically what happens. And, again, twice impeached former president, 91 indictments. Yeah. Like, how is that, you know, I don't have to say allegedly anymore. Literally convicted of sexually assaulting women.
Sweet mercy.
But yet this is the best person they can put forward.
And that gets to my second piece of it, which is the hypocrisy that's behind it. Because, you know, whether it's Catholic or whether it's just forgetting a non-believer, if you are going to say that, you know, those types of things are not desirable, then I would tell you this has nothing to do with how much you like Joe Biden. It has nothing to do with me trying to turn you into a Democrat or for you guys to turn me into a true progressive. That may not happen. But if you look at the two alternatives that you have and you have a brain and you haven't lost the gift of discernment in the last 10 years, how in God's name can you come to the conclusion that someone, and I could spend 5-6 hours on the hypocrisy part, over and there wouldn't be a Republican Party right now if they weren't firmly on the ground of hypocrisy, because everything, literally everything they say changes whenever it helps them. So again, I'm not trying to turn people into Democrats. That'd be too much to hope. But for goodness sake, could we not agree that a multi-felony, just look at the political ramifications. Yeah. He's a three-time loser.
Yeah.
And yet, this is the best that the GOP can bring. I would be so embarrassed. And if it was Joe Biden, I swear to God, I would be on the rail with him, too. We cannot be hypocritical either.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is by far not a great candidate for me, but it is so obvious that he is so reprehensible that how could a sane person vote for him unless they were overtly racist or unless they were, you know, incredibly rich? Because there's other Republicans that'll protect a big pile of money.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose this dumpster trash. And that's just what, you know, maybe you guys and your callers can help me understand how that is, that these people are free. You know, 10 years ago, they had a gift of discernment. They could tell right from wrong. And now,
you know, Peter, actually,
and now all of that.
You called it dumpster trash, and I think that's probably the most eloquent way to explain.
Yeah, I think that was
who
very
Donald Trump is, and I
it
actually
was very,
that's
like
amazing.
Light and airy compared to how you could.
We do have to break
it
for the news here, but Peter, awesome. Call in next week. I'm going to be here Tuesday or Wednesday. Thank you for calling in. It was awesome.
You're welcome.
Paul, do we have time for chat or do we? No. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting yelled at now. We have to go to a break. It is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez. We're going to break for news and then we'll see you all at the top of the hour here on Driving with Patty Vasquez.
Driving it home with Patty Vasquez, Patty Vasquez.
From global conflicts to greenhouse gases, the folks refusing to wear masks says, and politicians getting caught grabbing ass says, she's driving it home with Patty Vasquez.
And hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez. I am Dan Schaefer. I used to have a show here at WCPT called A Politini with Dan, and Meg would normally say her name, but she's currently watching from California. But I have a really great guest in the station, Sophia, who we were chatting about mental health, education systems, things of that sort in America and how that goes. I do want to welcome our listeners from KTNF, AM 950, which is the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, part of Heartland Signal. So welcome, friends. We've had a couple of callers that have been on hold. Oh, geez, Chad, you've been on hold for like 45 minutes. Chad, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Dan, before I would like to respectfully disagree with some of your points, I think I heard a stat once that around 85 to 88% of all folks, adults, should and could benefit from some mental counseling. Does that sound accurate?
That I don't know. I can't validate that. Sorry.
Okay. So then a couple quick talking points here to contradict some of the things that the callers are sandbagging on Trump. So, first, I know you've called him a racist, convicted racist. He was found liable in a civil suit,
I never actually said that he's a convicted racist. I never said he was a convicted racist. He was held liable for being a rapist.
That's right. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So if we should believe the credibility of E. Jean Carroll, we definitely need to believe some credibility by the woman named Tara Reid, who claims she was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden when she was a staffer for him years ago.
If she goes to trial and they find it, then that's it. But right now, Donald Trump is the only one that's actually been held liable for his actions. Well, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars.
Again, to point out the credibility of E. Jean Carroll, I don't know if any of your listeners saw the interview with her and Lawrence O'Donnell when she actually said the one thing while she was allegedly being sexually assaulted, the one thing that she wished she would have screamed out or asked him for was she wanted his taxes. And then she proceeded to go on Anderson Cooper's show, and she said that she actually denied that she was a victim. She said the word rape had carried many sexual connotations, but it wasn't sexual.
And
that wasn't admitted until the second trial.
A jury of his peers found him guilty of that.
You see, Dan, those statements weren't allowed into the second hearing. I don't know if you knew that or not. The judge made a decision, obviously, politically biased decision, to not let those comments, either the Lawrence O'Donnell interview in.
The judge did not want those because they thought it would impact the perception of the jurors who are supposed to be objective.
Right. So I'd be asking you, if you were on a jury box and you were listening to somebody who said something like, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. They think of it in their fantasies. I would kind of call that into reasonable doubt if I was in the jury. But, you know, we could go around and around with that.
Yeah, sure, we can.
Two wrongs don't make it right.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, Eugene Carroll is not the only person to accuse this individual of sexually assaulting them. I think there's 45 or 49 women that have accused him of doing that, and I was like, okay, maybe one or two, but 49, that's I'm going to believe the 49 women.
One or two is okay? Is that
no, I'm just saying if there's one or two for somebody who is running for political office, there's always going to be somebody, and we could talk about Justice Brett Kavanaugh also, but when there's 49 people that are accusing him of sexually assaulting them, that's going to cause me to be like, you know, there's something there. Honestly, Chad, you're right. One is enough for me to be like, you know what? Something's not right.
We can respectfully agree on that. Yeah. So let's move real quickly. Let's move on to this racist thing, because I don't think a lot of your listeners have ever heard some of the quotes of Joe Biden, specifically, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Barack Obama's the first American, African American, who's articulate. Barack Obama said, Joe said Barack is the first African American who's articulate and bright and a clean, nice looking guy. Poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids. These sound pretty racist to me. He eulogized Senator Robert Byrd of the KKK as one of his mentors.
I would not eulogize anybody as part of the KKK, but...
Robert Byrd, you can look that up. I mean, he actually eulogized Senator Robert Byrd, and Robert Byrd was obviously, if you know who he is, he was a KKK
member. Chad,
sure. Go ahead.
None of us can hear you while you're interrupting Dan. So goodbye. Well, you can go.
All right.
It's Patty. I've been listening to you just talk over Dan. You can go. Okay. Goodbye, Chet.
Patty. Hi.
Hi, Patty.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm in trouble. No, the teacher had to call in.
Not you. No, because here's the thing. He thinks he can call in while you're on and just talk over you. And I already have listeners from yesterday who are upset with the way I let some people say things on the air. And I'm not, I mean, he wants to throw out terror. Like, you answered it perfectly, and he wants to move on to the next thing. We're done.
Right.
Also, you're on vacation.
Yeah, please
Why are you on vacation.
I'm here to talk about mental health. Honey.
I mean, I will talk to you. I will talk to you anytime.
I don't even know
you.
You're
on vacation, lady.
But I do advocate for you to be cocktail heavy at the moment.
Also,
or whatever you want. It
also,
doesn't have to be.
What you did right now just reiterates the fact that every time anybody asks me about you, I'm like, Patty is a bad mother, you know what.
And I got to be honest, I don't know how this works. I'm just a guest, but I did think that was Chad's wife coming in real quick to just be like, you know what, babe, I'm listening on the third line. And that's the story I think I'm going to tell myself at night, because that would have been hilarious.
Hey, look, Chad can call in, but, and I've told him this before, and you're not running the board, but if he's responding to things he was saying, and then he would talk over you, and then say, and then move on to another topic.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we don't, it's not, yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry. I had to throw in the towel. I penalty flag.
Hey, this is your show, so you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you for calling. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm good. I sound okay. I'm in a rental car.
Okay.
Did you see my post? I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but there's a guy that was walking in front of me on the sidewalk who was talking to his girl. Apparently, he got a girl pregnant and yelled at her that he throws his penis into plenty of women without his condom on. So why are you complaining?
Throws is quite a verb, you know.
I know.
Like, I'm just picturing, like, just a nice little toss, just a toss of, really?
Right? He sounds very confident in himself that he can throw that, you know, that's it, yeah.
Right? Is it like the opposite of the carnival game where you throw, like, the ring toss onto the bottle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So is it like the opposite of that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's, again, some confidence with just that whole comment. My goodness.
Ugh. I thank you for coming to our rescue, Patty.
Yes, thank you. That was so spicy. I loved it.
Well, because here's the thing is that, and Chad's welcome to call my show, and he's welcome to call you if he's respectful of the conversation that you're having.
Yeah.
And having a conversation with you, but throwing all kinds of things at the wall while you're trying to respond to each thing, and he doesn't,
I consider that a challenge, but I appreciate you keeping me in check.
And keeping, the respect is appreciated. The check for respect.
Well, before I go, I will say this. So I had a caller on yesterday who threw a lot of things out there about Palestine and Israel, and I've got some listeners who are very upset with me today, and I appreciate that. I've told people I'm very clumsy when it comes to talking about Israel and Palestine. So it's just, So that's also why I'm calling. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Again, it's your show. You can call into your own show if you want to.
Tales from the rental car.
I just don't want you to feel like I'm monitoring you or telling you what you can and can't. I'm not calling about you. I was calling about Chad.
Yeah.
Imagine me like a listener who called in to yell at Chad. How's that? Instead of it being me.
You are a mama bear, and you will protect your cubs.
We love a mama bear.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You
have a wonderful
You
evening.
Have a fabulous rest of your trip, okay?
Enjoy.
You deserve it.
Thank you. I'll stop listening if that makes you feel better.
Oh,
please.
I don't care.
We don't care.
Now I'm sweating that you're listening.
Do it lounging in a robe, and that's fine.
All right. So we're going to thank you, Patty. That was the fabulous Patty Vasquez. You too, lady. Have a good one.
Bye.
And we love Patty. We're going to move to a friendly person, Dave from Hoffman Estates. I love Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Dan. Good to hear you. And, Sophia, I'm with you on that. I first thought that was either his wife or his mother.
I was so excited
when she started
to be part of that history.
I thought that like somebody was just like trying to take the phone.
It just reminded me of when I was 15 and had a boyfriend on the phone. My mom would go, "It's time for bed." Like I thought that's what was going on, and but I was really excited.
Through Paul and Patty was able to virtually take the phone away from Chad,
which was gorgeous.
Perfect,
also gorgeous.
You know, Chad's probably going to collect his check now for, you know, punking a liberal station. Remember they used to do that?
Hey, I'm all for if you disagree with me. But to Patty's point, you need to be respectful about it. And I went down a rabbit hole. I like to do that.
That's okay.
And Patty had to come in and be like, nope, not today. That was it.
He was very challenge accepted. Yeah. And Patty helped us rein it in.
There's no dialogue with those people.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
They go down a one-lane highway.
Yeah. So, Dave, you want to chat about... You want to chat about protesters?
In a minute.
You can have as much time as you want.
When
he was rolling about the thing, you know, trying to besmirch the president, what about Trump? He never broke bad on David Pecker during the, you know, like he did on the judge and the jury and Michael Cohen and just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, he sides with Putin. Another one he never breaks bad on.
Right.
So, me thinks they both either got copies of that pee-pee tape and you know, there's some reason that he's holding that anvil, that he or they are holding that anvil over his head.
Yeah. You know, I hope that tape doesn't exist just because I never actually want to have to see it. But I do think that it does exist. I'm not going to lie. And I do think that the Russians have a lot on the Republican senators and representatives that are trying to hold up funding for, or have been trying to hold up funding for Ukraine.
And then along that line or in that tape there on that era, wasn't there some kind of a story that he had either assaulted or whatever, a 14-year-old girl back in a car?
Yeah. Okay. Allegedly, it hasn't been proven yet, but yeah.
But she never came forward. She's probably in the bottom of the river somewhere.
Allegedly, and I hope not, but yes.
Right.
To get into what I originally was going on, with the protesters and that, who's financing these people?
Yeah, I think it's so we see these types of situations with protests. We saw it with Black Lives Matter, where you had people who infiltrated it. And there's actually, it's a professional protest consultant that actually I heard today on MSNBC or CNN or something. And it's somebody who goes there and shows you how to protest or how to protest effectively. But you have these individuals that infiltrate. And like the umbrella guy during BLM, who was bashing the windows at I think it was an AutoZone or something. He was a white supremacist at a Black Lives Matter protest, making it seem as though they were destroying property. I think Netanyahu is a war criminal. I think that he's trying to just save his own, you know what, because he's super unpopular. And what George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush would tell you, they'd be the first ones to be, when you're unpopular, you start a war, and that's it, you know? He's just not stopping. And Joe Biden called him out on it. And I think that the students that are protesting, again, Joe Biden gave a really great speech about you can protest, but it has to be peaceful. You can't break things. You can't do, you know, whatever. But there are, you know, random people that I think are funding certain aspects of this protest that I don't think that their ideology, like, aligns with the individuals that are actually really concerned with the Palestinian murders that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's that deep state that Trump talks about all the time. And that because, like you said, these professional provocateurs, they were... Wall Street protests, they were at BLM, Ferguson, Charlottesville, you know, all of them. You know, they're like gypsies or whatever. They just see wherever there's some potential unrest, and they just go, you know, coast to coast, you know, and that. But because, you see a lot of these out there now with, I don't know what the Palestinian scarves are called, but all of a sudden they got a bunch of these. Where did they get them from?
Yeah.
Who's funded for the tent?
I honestly do think, and Patty, and I agree, We are not experts in this realm, and who is, right? This has been going on for hundreds of years, right? And my personal opinion is Hamas committed a ridiculously awful act of terrorism on what, October 7th, I think it was, or 6th? And that's inexcusable. But now Israel has taken that to just basically bomb the hell out of Gaza. And that's not all Hamas, right? So there are people that also couldn't even get out in time, right? And also, Hamas, they set up their camps underneath hospitals and schools. And so that's that. So that's where Israel is apparently bombed. But like, I do think that we are, or I do think that Israel is going down the path that Britain, Russia, and us have done in Afghanistan, where they're trying to occupy, right? I think that's what Israel's plans are. And that does not work out well. Just ask Britain, just ask Russia, just ask us. It does not work out well.
When they talked about that two-state solution, I believe Bill Clinton had even worked something
sure
out
did.
That.
Sure did. Yeah. And it would have worked.
He got so PO'd on the fact that Hamas turned it down.
Yeah.
Israel was even going to give a little portion of Israel to them.
Yeah.
And they just thumbed their nose at him and said, nope, no thank you.
It would have worked. But, you know, the other thing is that again, Netanyahu, who I yeah, whatever. You can't kill an ideology, right? So they're trying to kill Hamas, but Hamas exists because they want to make sure that no Jews exist. That's an ideology. You cannot kill that. There's always going to be one person that believes that Jews should not exist, and they're going to build a following, and there's always going to be that. So there needs to be a much better solution than what, I mean, you literally, you cannot kill that ideology.
Yeah, hey Dan.
Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate on that,
please
though,
do.
When they keep bombing these people and that, you're doing the best recruiting for Hamas.
That's it. What,
right.
What do you think that
and,
we were when we were bombing and, Afghanistan and like they we everybody more people hated America because we were doing that.
And I think again, be devil's advocate on the Palestinian student side of it. The president, you know, Biden has kind of sent a conflicting message. You know, one minute,
how so?
When he's sending armaments over to,
oh, yes,
to, you know, to the Israelis, you know,
yeah.
And then on the other side of the mouth, he's asking, you know, he wants them not, you know, not now going to Rafah and all this kind of stuff. Because we've just been, since they passed that bill, we're splitting up now the, you know, sending that 155 millimeter, you know, shells, you know, between Ukraine and then now out to Israel too.
Yeah, so. But you know what people missed because during Joe Biden put an executive order in place, and I'm watching the time because I think we do have to go to a break in a couple minutes here. But one thing that people are missing is that Joe Biden did put into place that anybody getting U.S. aid. Has to abide by the rules of war, a.k.a. if Israel is getting money for or money or armaments from us, they actually have to abide by the rules of war, Geneva, like that. That's a thing. But that was lost in translation because the Republicans were melting down in the House by impeaching their own speaker. And nobody noticed that. And now they're actually apparently they're going to try to impeach him next week, apparently, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hey, Dad, I'll close with this. That message that I feel that these people are getting was kind of like an abusive husband smacking his wife around and then turning around saying, but you know I love you.
You know, honestly, we've had a weird relationship with Israel. I have a lot of Jewish friends that would disagree with what Israel is doing currently. But again, when a terrorist organization attacks you, you have to respond, but you have to respond in kind. And we are guilty of not doing that here in America. Same thing with Russia and the UK. It's war just sucks. Let's just say that.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. listening. It's been great talking to you all. Have a good
Thanks,
weekend.
Dave. We
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Dave.
You. Call in next week.
All right. Be well, guys.
You too.
You too.
This is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez. Patty did a drop-in, thankfully. And we will be back in a couple of minutes here after we do some commercial breaks here. Driving Home with Patty Vasquez.
Hey there, it's your guy Warren Price from European and U.S. Collision Repair, a division of Technicraft Body Shops. We specialize in automobile and truck repair as well as normal automobile maintenance. With our highly skilled technicians and environmentally friendly materials, we strive for quality. Call 773-248-1200, that's 773-248-1200, or EuropeanUS.com.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
There's so much that goes on behind closed doors.
On WCPT 820.
And hello, 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 everybody. Happy Friday. It is the weekend.
Yes, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is Driving Home Patty Vasquez, and it is a beautiful day out.
Yes. Yeah. Driving here was 68 degrees.
It's perfect.
The cicadas aren't here yet, so
they're coming.
I'm cherishing it.
They're coming. Yeah. I'm here in the station with my guest, Sophia. We were chatting about mental health, education systems in America, all the things.
Yep.
And Paul is our godsend lifesaver.
Thank you, Paul.
And Patty is our guardian angel who just calls in whenever we need to shut certain
Mama
people
Bear
up.
In a rental car, just
you know,
doing it.
I love chatting with people who disagree with me. Chatting with people.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Nicely done.
Who disagree with me. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a good political argument.
Absolutely.
Bring it. Like, it's so much fun.
Let's go.
But apparently Patty called me out and I was letting it go a little too far, which is fine.
I don't know if she called you out. She was shutting down.
Well, yes. Yeah.
A disrespectful person.
But I operate. So if... Okay. You can disagree with me politically. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. We can agree to disagree, and we can agree that we're both idiots on our own sides. Whatever. But when I start to question your views and humanity and morality, then I'm kind of done with
yes,
that.
That's,
you know, that's kind
of
the thing.
A line to draw.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
Right. And when we were talking about mental health, like, you have to have that.
Yep.
Where it's like, you know what? You're toxic, and I don't need you in my life.
Yeah,
right,
there's
now.
One
That's
thing
it.
That is a you get to decide to argue when there's an argument to be had. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, people just like to hear themselves talk and hear people get upset. And that just...
I love to hear myself talk. That's why I'm on the radio.
Oh, that's so weird.
I
don't know why you'd ever be on the radio.
I love it.
But, yeah, people just being argumentative.
But it's true. I posted this thing on my Facebook, and it was a meme that it was the gay agenda, basically.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right. Which literally was like two guys, one proposes to the other in one picture.
Yeah.
And then the other one is them just growing old together, sitting on the porch.
And that's the whole agenda.
It's the gay agenda. And I was like, also Sunday brunch.
Yes.
And we had a family friend who shall remain nameless. But then he came out like guns a-blazing, like commenting. And then I have a policy. I post things on my Facebook. If you comment and my friends come at you, it's on you. You did you.
You've opened the gate.
Yeah. And at some point, though, I was like, this has gone too far. So then I went in and I went in for the kill, too. But he just today he was commenting again. And it's just like, what? He's like, oh, this DEI, the trans, this, that. I was like, dude.
Yes. They
come
just,
on.
It's the buzzword pile.
Ugh. Yeah. So So my rant is over at this point now.
It's good for your mental health to get that out.
You know, you have
speaking
to,
of,
really.
Speaking
and honestly,
of.
I do want to give a shout out to my family, my aunts and people that just came out. My husband also that just came out and they went on the attack. And I, you know, verbal attacks are cool as long as, you know,
especially
point out stupidity.
Well written.
Yeah.
Love a good well written verbal.
Oh, my
attack.
God. I drafted my comment and edited it like five times.
OK, no, it came perfectly the first time. I'm just going to lie for you. Is that okay? Okay?
Yeah,
that's also
okay.
Probably.
Yeah. Sure, we'll go with that.
Well, enabling, maybe, whatever.
All right, so let's go on to a higher note, right? So today, President Biden is naming 19 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
So exciting.
I know, right? So, well, Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg. Gregory Boyle, who is a Jesuit Catholic priest, founder of the director of Homeboy Industries, which is the world's largest gang intervention rehabilitation program. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, for sure.
Senator Elizabeth Dole, who was also president of the American Red Cross. Phil Donahue. I mean, come on. Al Gore.
That guy.
Founded the internet.
You know? Oh, hey, bud.
Yeah. John Forbes Kerry, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State. And... Oh, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that lady. Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know. Freedom videos always get me teary-eyed.
Those, yeah. And Judy Shepard. I met Judy Shepard.
Well, why don't you brag about it?
Her son, Matthew Shepard, was the one who was killed in Wyoming for being gay.
Awful.
So they started the Matthew Shepard Foundation, and I got to meet her and her husband. When I was working at a company. She always jokes that she's the only Democrat in Wyoming, which, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, super well-deserving. Also, Nancy Pelosi, come on. Let's, you know, like, a boss.
Yep.
Like a true boss. The first woman speaker elected, and then elected again, and had to impeach a president twice. Because you have to be the adult in the room when you have a toddler as a president.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's a good way. Toddler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim had her on a flight once, and he freaked out. I think I talked about this before. He goes, Nancy Pelosi's on my flight. And I was like, well, go talk to her. He goes like, secret, sir. I can't go near her. And I was like, oh, okay. And...
just say, Nancy Pelosi, I love your work.
Everybody thinks that she's like an alcoholic. She doesn't drink at all.
What is that? Why do people think that then?
Because they just think that she's an alcoholic, like slurring words or, you know, but she's also like 80 something, you know.
Talking's hard, you know, give us a break.
But she doesn't drink at all. And she was flying in coach because that's what you do when you're flying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, write a letter. And he goes, what do you mean? And I was like, you guys have these cards, like write a letter. And he's like, well, what do I say? And I'm like, okay. Just say, thank you for always being the adult in the room, dot, 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 a room full of toddlers, and give it to her.
And that just, and she's going to read that tonight at the ceremony.
No.
Oh,
as
yeah.
This was a while ago.
She keeps it in her pocket.
You know, maybe. And as she was getting off the plane, she grabs Jim's arm and she goes, thanks for the note, James.
And then he collapsed into a pile of water.
I would have fallen off. Yeah, exactly.
Done.
No, I think that she is who we needed at the right time when we needed her.
Yes.
Right?
Just like Patty.
Patty's just... who we need all the time anyway.
Always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Nancy Pelosi, no Speaker of the House would ever think to impeach a president twice. Right? Like they tried it during Bill Clinton, you know, because there was a whole, that whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. That did not go well for the Republicans at all.
Mm-mm.
A Shepherd, what's his name? Oh, I forget his name. The guy that was doing it. Anyway. Nancy Pelosi was like, you know what? You just tried to overthrow the government. I'm going to impeach you again.
Perfect.
And Mitch McConnell's like, yeah, we're going to kick this can down the road and not actually do anything about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Insanity.
Insanity.
So, but well deserving. I'm DVRing it, so I'm going to watch it when I get home to see the ceremony.
Okay. How are we celebrating? Is there a snack? What are we doing?
Oh, clearly cocktails.
I know, but like, yeah. You got to do something like for Pelosi. What would a toddler eat and just. Literally anything. You could eat anything, and it would actually fit perfectly. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It just can't be good for you.
Yeah, and there's also Phil Donahue, so we got to incorporate that too.
Yes.
So that's cool. That's on a happier note after our friend Chad, who wanted to take us down. Not today, Chad.
Didn't work.
Patty took that out. Paul, could we do Myrna from Chicago? Hey, Myrna, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to have heard Patty cut in on that caller.
You know what? She saved us all.
It was lovely.
Yeah, and Sophia, talking about mental health, I think he's going to need some help with his mental health after that cutting. that is so unexpected. But you thought it was his wife cutting in on the conversation. I'm going to go one further than that. I thought it was living in his mom's basement, phone downstairs.
I mean, that's just...
And cut in, was telling him to shut up.
Chef's kiss. Get up here and do the dishes. How dare you?
Yeah. So you and I were thinking on the same wavelength there. Oh. I thought it was either the wife or the mom cutting him down.
Yes, he's in the basement with the curtains drawn, and he's just looking up different quotes to just say and talk over Dan. And Mama said no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mama Patty came in right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only wearing underwear and a t-shirt, not even dressed.
Oh, I don't know about the t-shirt. We should probably stop. But
I don't want that visual.
No, it's awful. Awful.
Not at all.
Okay, just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, okay? And call in next week. I'll be here Tuesday and Wednesday.
Sounds good.
All right. Have
thank
a good
you,
one. No, but that's true. I mean, it is weird. It's these. I'm not going to assume that I know everything about Chad's life, but there are these individuals that literally just stay in the basement and are annoyed that women don't "quote unquote" appreciate them.
There's a lot going on there. I mean, Myrna,
fault of their own.
Myrna brings up his mental health after Patty came in. I'm just thinking, the backpack of things prior.
Yeah.
The years and years of it. That is just not even a notch on the belt.
Yeah. Tom Hartman characterizes them the best. TPS, tiny penis syndrome.
Yeah.
The bigger the gun, the smaller the what.
I am aware of many of those.
Oh, God. Okay, well, this is not that kind of
did you
show.
Know there's a Nancy Pelosi drink?
I did not.
This sounds weird. It's got whiskey.
Okay.
Amaro Nocino. It's a northern Italian liqueur.
Oh, Nocino then.
Nocino, yeah. grapefruit juice. Agave syrup.
Okay.
Avocado puree, topped off with chocolate crumbles.
That sounds fancy.
There's so much happening.
Yeah. Now, part of this is, created by Lupo Verde, a rustic Italian restaurant located in the heart of the nation's capital.
Uh-huh.
It's the Nocino liqueurs from northern Italy, where Pelosi's mother is from. The avocado puree pays tribute to California, where she represents the 12th district.
Yeah.
Pelosi is also known to enjoy chocolate and beer, which have also been incorporated into the recipe.
Huh. So maybe she does drink. It's not she didn't.
This is also, bevy.com. I don't know how accurate that is. And also, I don't know how accurate the Lupo Verde rustic Italian restaurant in Washington, D.C. is.
Just from there's the bitter of the grapefruit. And then we got agave. It's just I guess I'm listening to that and I'm full. I'm really full. There's a lot of fat going on.
It seems more like a meal, not a drink.
Correct. Chocolate and grapefruit together.
Like I'm chewing, like I'm chewing avocado chocolate and then getting just a punch in the face with some grapefruit. I mean, I like the thought of grapefruit just reminding you that she's boss. That's very Nancy Pelosi.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to, pay tribute to California without avocado puree. Like, avocado puree, love you, on a taco. Yeah. Not with my chocolate. I don't know. I'm so sorry to offend every avocado chocolate loving.
Like, I feel like I've had avocado and chocolate together, and it wasn't terrible. But I'm really like...
Like moles have chocolate,
I
guess.
There's a memory somewhere in my brain that I'm like, wait a minute, I just dug something up. So
yeah, again, very full.
The threshold is low.
I used to drink Mountain Dew. There is a Nancy Pelosi cocktail.
Now I know that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to write.
See, again, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Smartest person.
I'm going to start the list for the grocery store on the way. I think you should, if you really want to honor her, you will make your own avocado puree.
I don't want to stop a Jewel or anything.
I'll do it. I will do it.
They're going to slap me at Benny's when I'm like, I need a Amaro Nocino Del Melisse. What?
Oh, go to my Benny's. They love me over there. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. So now we know. So there's the cocktail for the night, the Nancy Pelosi.
Are we talking like... I guess dark chocolate chips is where my head's at.
Chocolate crumbles. So okay. I think you can get creative with that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, as long as we have.
Well, I'm glad Paul actually did that because normally I forget to do the cocktail at the end of the, and then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Again. I'm just going to be the person that thanks Paul the most.
Saving our.
Can I win that award?
Saving our lives.
Okay, cool.
So we talked about the Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we might be thrown into chaos next week without a Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has promised to call a motion to vacate. And I don't know.
Tell me feelings.
One, I don't think she's got the votes.
Okay.
I think there's three people that... are supporting this motion.
Okay.
But then she also was on, she was like, well, I would love to see the Democrats vote to save the speaker seat and then go to their primaries. And I was like, girl, primaries are over. Like,
at least 75%
of these primaries are done.
Oh my goodness.
It was over Ukraine. It was over not fully funding the bill or the border bill. But there is a border bill that is just sitting there needing to be passed.
Okay.
But they're not going to do it because then it would be a win for Joe Biden in an election year. So why would they do it? And I am no fan of Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm not at all. But it's also, if we don't have a Speaker of the House,
mm-hmm.
nothing gets done. You cannot pass a bill. There is no legislating that is happening.
And that, we think, how long would that?
Well, how long did it take for them to replace Kevin McCarthy? It was how many votes? It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot of votes. 10? I don't know. It was a lot, but it was a lot of votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
And nothing gets done. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. All right. On that chipper note, we're going to do a quick break here. It is Driving Home with Patty Vasquez. This is Dan Schaefer and my guest host, Sophia. And we will chat with y'all in a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I sell progressive beer like AOC IPA and Bernie Brew, a lovingly irascible Democratic Socialist lager. A percentage of the proceeds of every beer I sell goes to helping keep Wisconsin blue and driving the Trump cult out of our state. Enjoy a great craft beer and help your dysfunctional neighbor to the north get its democracy back.
Buy yours at Beer on Central in Evanston, D&D Finer Foods in Evanston, Rogers Park Provisions, Provisions Uptown, and Beer Shop Park. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez on WCPT 820.
And hello, 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 everybody. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. We are wrapping up the show here in a few minutes, but we can't do that without our good friend Roosevelt, who is on hold. How you doing, my friend?
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
You're making me hungry, and I'm out of guacamole. And let me give you a tip, okay?
Okay.
It's a tip of the day, guys. You mentioned guacamole. I love that stuff.
Me too.
Okay, about two weeks ago, their brand, Jewel Signature Select, I believe it's their brand.
Yes.
They make homemade guacamole. They make it hot.
They do.
They make it mild. Here's the key.
Hmm.
You could freeze it. I buy it and freeze it. It's just as fresh. My wife doesn't like anything. Yeah. And the hot one, if you guys like spicy stuff, it's very hot.
Yeah,
it's got chunks of jalapeno. It's got chunks of jalapeno. $1.99 a pound. They had it on sale.
Wow.
And you got the chips, right? I mean, you have to get the chips.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the chips. I don't remember the name, but it's like a red bag, and it's got a donkey on it.
Oh, yeah.
And those chips are real good.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
And there's another one, yellow bag, 11 ounces. And that's brand new. And those are lighter chips. It's like white corn. And I believe the name is, I don't remember. They're brand new. You can only find them at Jewel.
Okay. What about the Jewel chips?
And then the donkey.
You gotta get the donkey chips.
I rarely buy theirs.
Okay, I like theirs a lot.
The donkey ones are real good.
Okay.
Donkey ones. Absolutely. And you want to get chips that don't have a lot of oil, a lot of grease. And to me, I prefer white corn because they're lighter. I got diabetes, so I don't, I can't have too much salt and too much of that grease.
Right.
So. I make my own. And here's another tip. Why didn't I think of this before? You buy regular tortillas, brand, El Milagro. They sell them at Jewel, 59 cents. What you do is you put them in a pizza warmer, those electric ones.
Okay.
Where you put like pizza or, and then you put them in there at about, 325? Not too high. Then like within 5 minutes, flip them. That's all you got to do. And they're better than the ones been in a bag because they don't have any salt. You can control whatever you want. If you want to add spices or whatever, then brush them. Take a little brush and brush them with a little olive oil. And then you add the spices and you put it just on one side.
Hmm.
That, there you go. You got your chips.
I do that. It's such amazing tip.
Sophia is a foodie.
I love
food. So my husband Jim is also a foodie, and I just enjoy
ready
eating.
To eat, guys.
I know.
That's
I always
exciting.
Put a little bit of cumin on those chips and some of those like flaky, the onion shards, whatever. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so hungry, sir.
Yeah. Here's another one. Well, let me give you a couple of tips if you got the time. Here's the thing.
I'm going to have to stop at the store on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the corn on the cob. Don't even touch it. Don't put it in water because people put in the bucket. Put as is in the micro 5 minutes per ear. 5 minutes. Flip it at halftime, meaning 2.5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. I mean, because it depends on how you like it.
Right.
If you like it a little more sweeter, the longer you keep it, less, the longer you keep it, the sweeter it gets. But run the risk of drying it out. So the main thing is 5 minutes.
Okay.
And just flip it. Flip it at halftime. Same thing with the potatoes. 5 minutes. But the difference with the potatoes is you got to poke them with a knife.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So that they don't in the micro. And just flip them at halftime. And that's it. You got yourself a nice baked potato in the micro.
We used to, Jim and I, we do summer festivals, mainly like Norridge, Elmwood Park now, funnel cakes, curly fries, whatever. And we used to have a corn roaster. And you could also do baked potatoes in it, too. And so we would do, we've sold it, and we don't do it anymore. But everybody loves corn.
It's for real.
Literally.
Yes.
And melted butter and...
Yeah, you did the elotes
we did
version.
The, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I totally get it. It's people love that stuff.
Especially in the summer. There's some, I don't know. Something yeah. about it. Something probably because it's, I don't know, in season.
It's also a vegetable. I mean, it's healthy. Right?
I don't think it's healthy. It's fine. It's fine. We'll eat all of it. Same with potatoes.
Yeah. Thanks, Roosevelt. We really appreciate you calling in. And now I'm literally hungry.
And thank you for making me hungry, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you
all
do
right.
Gotta
go. We all got to go to the grocery store.
Have a great weekend.
I got to go to groceries.
Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice time.
Bye.
Bye. So we've got, I mean, what? Like, I guess we can just kind of wait and see what happens this weekend. There's got to be something's going to. I mean, between Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe Laura Boebert will go to a show and, not sure.
That's what makes it all so scary.
I know.
And there's things you could make up that could actually happen, which is why we just stop making stuff up.
Yeah, because sometimes the stuff that you make up is actually reality.
And it's sometimes
part,
less terrifying than what really happens.
Yeah. But we... love it when people call in.
We surely do.
Yeah.
And hey, especially if it's May is Mental Health Awareness Month, if you need to just chat it out.
Yeah. I actually think that's a great way to wrap this up is it's, yeah. it's one, it's okay to not be okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to ask for help, right?
100%. Yeah. Yes.
I need to do that. But,
I know.
Yeah.
Very
much so.
It's
funny how we
so.
Tell people to do things and then it's like,
for sure. And when your body and everyone's telling you that you need to rest, you should listen. It's okay. You're not lazy for resting.
No, it's true.
Or for having fun on vacation, Patty. You better be having fun.
But also, like, come back and protect us when people, like, chat. That's fine, too.
I just imagine her, like I said, in a robe, just sprawled out, just calling in, like, no, dare you. And she can do that whenever she wants.
It's like Willy Wonka, like, you lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
And you've got Patty is the one that can do that to, put people in their place.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was Driving Home Patty Vasquez. We had the drink recipe. Thank you, Paul, mm-hmm. my friend.
Get ready to chew some avocado chocolate.
The Nancy Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
Which just sounds like more like a meal than really a drink. But
whatever we have to do to honor her this evening.
She's my... I love her. I really do. she's my lady.
Well-deserved for the award tonight.
Thanks to everybody who called in to Driving at Home with Patty Vasquez here on WCPT, also KTNF AM 950, Heartland Signal. And I will chat with you guys on Tuesday. I don't know who's filming in for her on Monday, but we'll chat. And have a really great weekend, y'all. And we'll talk to you next week.